This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Root is in the house. Root. Wayne Allyn Root, USA Radio Network, Newsmax TV, a relentless warrior, conservative warrior, medicalist warrior, always Trump warrior. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. This show is sponsored by U.S. Gold Bureau. It is Christmas time. It's also New Year's. Both great times to think about buying gold and silver and rare coins. Great values. I've teamed up with the professionals at U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. Give them a call. I'm telling you, it's a great Christmas present for your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews. If you couldn't think of what to get, I'm telling you, this is it. Order it today. U.S. Gold Bureau, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. But keep in mind, other than the Wayne Root Investor Starter Package, anything in the world you want, gold or silver or precious metals or rare coins, they've got it as a Christmas gift, and they'll beat any price anywhere else, 800-885-GOLD. Call-in number on this show, 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. Biggest news stories in America today would be the wall and also the stock market, because the stock market is just a joke. The Fed raised interest rates again and announced they're going to raise them again next year multiple times, and the market plunged 720 points from then. It's down over 3,200 points since the Fed decided in October to announce to the world they were going to keep raising interest rates to destroy Donald Trump. No, they didn't say those words, but that's exactly what they're doing. The other big news is the same judge who I ripped into yesterday for saying such terrible things about General Michael Flynn. That same judge is at it again. You can't believe what he did this time. Emmett Sullivan. He took the extraordinary step of ordering asylum seekers who sued after their deportation must be returned to the United States to have their claims heard again, ruling against the Trump administration's new revised asylum policies. U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan, his ruling came a day after the same judge presided over a contentious sentencing hearing. By the way, the Wall Street Journal is as moderate as it gets. Yes, pro-business, but moderate. They don't like Trump. They've never been nice to Trump. They're nasty to Trump. They're a bunch of rhino Republicans who like big business only. And even they had an editorial today that ripped Emmett Sullivan, this U.S. federal judge, to shreds. To shreds. It said, even though he's talking about, he's basically trying to convict Mike Flynn of a crime he didn't plead guilty to. Flynn didn't plead guilty to being involved as a consultant to a foreign power without registering in the United States. He never pled guilty to that, nor did they say he did it. And then he made an erroneous statement. The judge said that he's a traitor because he was, under contract with the country of Turkey while he was the national security advisor in the White House. Not true. Even the Mueller team had to tell the judge he was wrong. That isn't what happened. This guy is a moron, and he's a deep state plant whose goal in life is to destroy Donald Trump, obviously. He accused Mike Flynn of treason, accused him of selling out the United States to foreign interests. And then he had to apologize after the fact because it was pointed out to him that he's an idiot. He got it all wrong. So now he's got a sweeping ruling today against the Trump administration's immigration policies, which he said violated federal law. I don't even know what to say. Sullivan said the court holds it has jurisdiction to hear plaintiff's challenges to the credible fear policies, that it has the authority to order the injunctive relief, and that, with the exception of two policies, the new credible fear policies are arbitrary, capricious, and a violation of immigration laws. Really, what immigration law is Trump in violation of, saying illegals can't come in the United States? Can you imagine what these liberal SOBs actually think is the law? They're so mentally ill, so mixed up and confused, so filled with self-hatred for their own country and themselves and their own children. They want their children to die at the hands of illegal aliens. They want their taxes to go up so illegals can come here and what? Do what? Collect welfare, collect food stamps, get free schooling for their 15 children, get free meals at school, including the weekends, get free health care. Well, I got to pay top dollar for health care. Get earned income tax credits when I've never heard of an earned income tax credit. They get money back at the end of the year. I don't get money back at the end of the year. I get a bill from the IRS. Sick. Sick. They're sick people. Emmett Sullivan, you're a sick man. Sullivan went a big step further by ordering that, and this is a quote, the government return to the United States the plaintiffs who were unlawfully deported. How could anyone be unlawfully deported? Only if you deport Wayne Root could you be unlawfully deported. If you deport a citizen, yeah, okay, someone was unlawfully deported. If you see someone on the street who's brown-skinned, Hispanic, and you deport them, and then you find out they were a citizen, that would be unlawfully deported. But if you deport someone who illegally entered the country, you didn't unlawfully deport them. They unlawfully entered the country, you idiot. It's so stunning how bad judges are. So stunning how stupid judges are. And don't tell me they're not stupid. I went to Columbia. My daughter went to Harvard. I'm a smart guy. You know, all the people I met at Columbia who were really smart brainiacs, they were idiots. Not one of them knew how to get a date. Not one of them in their whole lives. I met them in college. In their whole lives, they never had sex. They're the biggest jerks you've ever met in your life. They're a bunch of nerds. So you think they're smart because they get A's on an exam at Columbia? They've never been on a date. They've never had sex. They're stupid as could be when you ask them a question that they didn't study in a book the night before. They have no common sense. They have no idea how to run a business. And when college is over, guess what they do? They all become lawyers. And they ruin the country. They become lawyers, then they become politicians and judges, and they ruin the United States of America. In addition to returning asylum seekers to the U.S., Sullivan blocked the Trump administration policies from being further applied. Can you imagine the prejudice of this lousy lawyer slash judge? Wow. In response to the decision, Justice Department spokesman Stephen Stafford said, under the laws passed by Congress, asylum is only for those who have a legitimate fear of persecution on the basis of their race, nationality, religion, political opinion, or membership in a particular social group. We are reviewing our options with regard to this ruling and will continue to restore the rule of law in our immigration system. It's just too much to believe. They were committing fraud within the asylum system. This ruling is defeat for the Trump administration. A group of asylum seekers backed by the ACLU sued the Trump administration in federal court. The government's attempt to obliterate asylum protections is inconsistent with our country's long-standing commitment to provide protection to immigrants fleeing for their lives. You know what I said from the beginning? There are legal immigrants and there are illegal immigrants, and then you could divide them again. People who want nothing but food stamps and welfare and free this and free that and free this and free that. Free shoes, free phones, free contraception, free everything, free housing, free children. Let's drop a child and it's all paid for by you, the taxpayers of the United States. Everything's free. I don't want those people in my country. Constitution doesn't say you have to let those people in your country. Someone who comes here illegally, breaks the law to come in, steals someone's identity once they're here, and then starts stealing all the welfare they can get. Where does the Constitution say they have to be let in? Judge Sullivan is a communist, obviously. Judge Sullivan hates America, obviously. Judge Sullivan is deep state, obviously. Judge Sullivan is D.C. swamp, obviously. Demands deported aliens be brought back to the United States. Let's go into Mexico with the army, and instead of taking over Mexico or teaching Mexico a lesson or demanding they pay for the wall, let's send the army there so we can go seek out the people who came illegally in. We sent them back. Go find them and bring them back and give them a great life in America at our expense. You mentally ill, American-hating loser. I'll tell you what else drives me crazy. I am the guy on the radio for 3 years now. The guy, and on TV, national TV now for a year and a half, national radio for 2 years, and I'm the guy who keeps saying, we need to fund the wall. The wall will never be funded by Congress. Never, ever, 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 ever. So we need to fund it, and I keep getting emails by the thousands from my fans saying, Wayne, you've got to be the guy who sets up the 501(c)(3) or C3 charity to raise the money for the wall. And so I've been looking for the last few months for an investor to put up the original money, because this is not a small undertaking. This is going to be a major undertaking. I want to be the guy who's the face of the wall movement, because I'm the best damn salesman in America other than Donald Trump. And I want to raise the money for that wall. And just in the last week, it's all heated up, and I've got quite a few investors now who may want to give me the money. Now, all of a sudden, I see somebody was trying to do it on a GoFundMe page. And the GoFundMe page broke $1 million in donations in 3 days, despite being censored. A Florida-based triple amputee veteran has created a GoFundMe push to fund President Trump's border wall through donations to the public. Brian Kolfage, first I heard of this, who launched the GoFundMe, has also been an active free speech advocate who has spoken against censorship on digital media platforms. He promises he will make sure the United States government will be legally required to spend the donations on the wall and only the wall. The GoFundMe page passed $1 million in donations on Wednesday afternoon. It has raised, it had raised $500,000 earlier in the morning. Triple amputee Air Force veteran. In an update to supporters of the campaign, which is barreling towards $700,000 in the first 48 hours, he alleges it is becoming increasingly harder to find the GoFundMe wall page through a search tool on GoFundMe. GoFundMe removed our Trump wall campaign from their top list. We are the top fundraiser right now, and they removed it from the list. We were front and center on their homepage. Do they not want us to succeed? Why are they suppressing us? First it was Facebook, then Twitter, now it's GoFundMe? Suppressing conservatives. They haven't stopped us from fundraising. They just made it difficult for people to find us. Well, see, I'm the guy to do this. I've got to be the guy to do this because they can't suppress Wayne Root, because I will sell it on Newsmax TV and on USA Radio across this country. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back, a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Chattel. Rex Firearms, imported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
War now. Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio. We've got a caller on the line. I want to grab him in a second. I just want to talk about the sponsor of this segment first. We talked about Liberty Health Share today. They're fantastic. We talked about Cetogenics today. They're fantastic. I want to talk about Rex Pistol. Rex Pistol is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful product. I've got their gun. They gave it to me as a great Christmas gift, and now I'm giving it to you as a great Christmas gift. And as we get later in the week, I think I will call it a New Year's gift, because start off the New Year right with self-defense, with the Second Amendment. If I combine the Second Amendment and Christmas or New Year's, I've got a wonderful gift for you. It's under my tree right now, wrapped and ready to be opened, my Rex Pistol. And I've owned many guns. My new Rex Pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex Pistol under your tree for Christmas. Rex Firearms offer a number of different options, from duty to tactical to combat carry to competition. They have the perfect pistol for you. It's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms, available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including kvar.com, one of my favorites, K, and then dash var, V-A-R.com. Use the promo code ROOT for Wayne Allen Root, R-O-O-T, and you will get a free holster shipped with your gun. How do you like that? K, and then a dash, and then a V-A-R.com, and then ask them for the free holster by putting in promo code ROOT, or head now to your local gun store and ask about Rex Pistols. They are the sponsor of this show. Thank you, Rex Pistols. All right, let's take a caller who's been waiting patiently for a long time throughout most of about an hour. Rich is on the line from Las Vegas. Rich, you're on with War. How are you?
Pretty good, Wayne. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I just a couple things that I wanted to talk about. I had told your screener that, and I've been listening to radio all day today, and I'm hearing nothing about mega hats hitting junk piles. People are just very, very upset. There's been a lot of questions as when will President Trump start to lose support. And he's really close to being on the verge with me. And like you, I'm a great supporter of his. But I got to tell you, when I wake up and I find out that that he's backing off on shutting down the government and not going to get the $5 billion, but out of the executive branch, there's going to be $10.1 billion go to Central America. I'd like to know exactly where that money's going. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense at all. And now with the situation of pulling the military out of Syria, which I think is a big mistake. You know, I'm no great military tactician, but there are some of them out there that I have a lot of respect for, and they all disagree with the president. So, I mean, it's sad. It's just a lot of people are disturbed, and I'm kind of curious as what are your sincere feelings on all of this stuff?
Well, I mean, you know, listen, I know I realize not everybody can listen to the whole 3 hours of my show every day. I get that. So you may not have tuned in at the exact moment yesterday, but quite a few times yesterday I said I'm very disappointed for the first time with Donald Trump. I'm starting to feel like, and I'm not mad at him. It sounds like to me you might be mad at him, and you say people are going to throw away their MAGA hats. It's not a matter of being mad. I think he has given up a little bit of hope. At least yesterday he did. I thought he made a little bit of a comeback today, but he gave up hope himself yesterday. I think he's under such attack, and he's facing such horrible deep state offensive. You know, his kids are in trouble. He's in trouble. They want to put him in jail. They want to impeach him. They want to ruin his legacy over nothing, over sex 10 years ago. And he's sitting there going, wait a minute. I could have just stayed a happy billionaire, and everybody loved me. Black people loved me. Hispanic people loved me. I was the host of Celebrity Apprentice. My kids loved me. My kids were making billions of dollars. Nobody was faced with going to jail. This is ridiculous. Why did I do this? And I said this to someone today. If he gives in to that, and he says, I'm not running for re-election, I'm done. I'm going back to my happy life. America's done. It's finished. There will never be anyone who could fight like Donald Trump. He was the perfect guy out of central casting, sent by God to lead the battle and fight for us. And if they have demoralized him and discouraged him, and he now realizes, I'm just guessing, if he thinks in his mind that he can't win against the deep state, and that his kids could be endangered, and his business empire is going to be gone, if he believes that and he quits, we're done. The country's over. And all of us on the right are finished forever. Our kids and our grandkids will never enjoy America, because we were finished if Trump lost. Hillary would have put the final touch and ruined America. And so you get rid of Trump, you're not going to win with Pence. Mike Pence is the next president of the United States. You're not going to win with Jeb Bush. You're not going to win with John Kasich. I don't know who the next person is, but if there's no Trump, we're done. So I'm not mad at Trump. Trump has to stay positive. We have to get behind him and say prayers and push him forward and make him run for re-election and make sure we win. Otherwise, America is done. Finished. Kaput. Completely adios. Say goodbye. No other choice. And I thought today he was better again. If he's going to use the military and military funding to build a wall, maybe we're still in the ballgame. But you're right. He's definitely waning. Excuse the pun. We'll be back.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
War now.
USA Radio News. Interest rates are going up again. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
We raised our target range for the short-term interest rates by another quarter of a percentage point.
Powell also believes
over the past year, the economy has been growing at a strong pace. The unemployment rate has been near record lows. and inflation has been low and stable.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is introducing a bill that would head off a partial shutdown of the federal government at week's end. Alabama Republican Senator Richard Shelby hopes Congress learns something from this.
I think we've got to work together and put the country first, always. I've said that many, many times. And if we do this, things work out.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan is expressing regret about the state of American politics. In his farewell address at the Library of Congress, Ryan said disagreement often gives way to outright distrust. Ryan did not run for re-election in Wisconsin, and his future plans are unknown. This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is
is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, My Doctor Suggests, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And my voice has become a workhorse because of these guys. Thank you. I mean, I was in meetings all morning. 4-hour meeting this morning, followed by 3 conference calls, followed by doing a 3-hour radio and TV show. And my voice is getting stronger, not weaker, because of My Doctor Suggests colloidal silver lozenges. I pop them all day long. I pop them all show long. Matter of fact, in the middle of all this, I was at the dentist yesterday, and they were drilling my teeth. And I drilled both sides of my mouth. I was in a lot of mouth pain. And I was thinking, wow, it's going to be hard to actually talk during a radio show. And I popped my colloidal silver lozenges yesterday in the middle of the show, and the pain went away. It's like a miracle. And then I sucked on them before I went to bed. When I woke up this morning, there was no pain. I can't feel anything now. It went away completely. Silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast, and obviously it heals wounds as well. That much is clear because of the dentist work yesterday, the dental work yesterday, how quickly that healed up. When the silver comes in contact with germs for 2 minutes, it could destroy them. Can you imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems? I'm living proof. My Doctor Suggests is the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable magical lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868, 866-TOLL free, 660-9868. Tell them Wayne Root sent you and put in the promo code USA Radio and get 20% off the rest of this month of your first order. 20% off at 866-660-9868 or mydoctorsuggests.com. And by the way, we've got a great guest, but I want to mention just one of the great listeners of my show, JP, great friend of mine. And he just sent a text and said, you are absolutely correct. If Trump gives up, America is done. Trump is our last hope. And if he gives up, if the deep state has finally got him so depressed, he doesn't care anymore and he doesn't run again, we're all finished. America is finished. Our kids and grandkids are finished. And one of the proofs of that is Dr. Jerome Corsi. He's the author of a new e-book called Silent No More, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. And here's a guy who has suffered like Jesus with his arms on a cross and his hands nailed to the cross. This is the most ridiculous, offensive thing I've ever seen in my life, this witch hunt of Mueller, and to go after Dr. Jerome Corsi is so ridiculous. Dr. Corsi, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
It's great to be with you, Wayne Allyn. Thank you very much.
Yeah, give us a background of how this all happened. I mean, you're a journalist. You're an author. How did you get in Mueller's web?
Well, I know Roger Stone and worked with Roger Stone in 2016, and what Mueller figured out is that he thinks I can be the link between Roger Stone and Julian Assange, which is ridiculous because I spent 40 hours with this special counsel, and I went in to cooperate. I gave them my computers, my cell phones, and everything else. I thought they would be honest. Well, they're not. They're politically motivated. And it all blew up because I wrote some emails in July and August 2016. About 25th wedding anniversary trip with my wife and family, I figured out, put the dots together, that Julian Assange had Podesta's emails that he was going to drop in October. And I emailed that to Roger Stone and several others. And soon as, of course, by FISA, electronic illegal surveillance, these were picked up by the FBI. And they all determined, well, I must be the guy who's connecting Roger Stone to Assange for this great collusion theory, except that I don't know. I've never met Julian Assange. I don't know WikiLeaks. I've never done any emails or any communications with them. I've never had any indirect source. I just happened to deduce, logically connect the dots, and, you know in advance that Assange had Podesta's emails, and I was right.
Wow. And so Mueller comes to you and says, I'm going to put you in jail for the rest of your natural-born life over this, even though you say, I never met this guy, don't know anything about it?
Well, it's over. That's what blew it up. That was the issue that blew it up. And so finally they say you're going to get a plea deal. Because, all through it, even the first day of this 40 hours, 6 days I was before these henchmen, and they immediately say you're going to go to prison the rest of your life. They ask you a question. Like, on the first day, I hadn't seen my 2016 emails. And I couldn't download them into this broken computer that I've been using, a 17-inch laptop, Apple laptop. And they asked me if I had gone to, if I wanted to send anybody to see Assange. I said no. Well, they pull out this email from 2016. It was one Roger Stone had sent me saying, get somebody to see Assange. And I sent it basically to Ted Malik in London. I forwarded it. I said, Ted, you know, from Roger, Jerry. It took me about 10 seconds to do that. I'd forgotten totally about it, and I didn't think that Malik would go to see Assange. In fact, I'm pretty sure he didn't go to see Assange. I'd be shocked if he did. And I said, wait a minute, I forgot about that email. So they let me go back to my home and take 10 days and download these emails and study them. I came back and I amended the testimony. Now, it all blew up, and they gave me this one plea they wanted me to charge, you know, to plead guilty to. It was the first day's testimony unamended, not acknowledging that I had seen an email and acknowledged that it existed and changed the testimony to amend it. And I said, that's completely fraudulent. I'm not going to do that. I amended that testimony, and I'm not going to stand up before a judge and God and swear in a Bible that I knowingly and willfully, which this is the law, knowingly and willfully gave the special prosecutor and the FBI information I knew to be false with an intention to deceive them. Well, that's not what I did. I made a memory mistake, and I corrected it. And they're not even acknowledging that I corrected it. So I told them, no way am I going to sign this plea deal. I thought the entire plea deal was fraudulent.
Right. So what happens now?
Don't know. They told my lawyers they threw us out, angry, acting up, frowning, yawning, making faces, trying all kinds of different interrogation techniques. Aaron Zelinsky, very arrogant, the youngest of the prosecutors, wanted me to use regression techniques. He said, Dr. Corsi, now go back into 2016 and regress in your memory, and you're back in Italy, and somebody's talking to you about Assange. Who is it? I said, Mr. Zelinsky, I'm going to tell you in a couple minutes here that I was Alexander the Great in my former life, because this is a carnival trick. Next thing you're going to do is hypnotize me. Went through all kinds of stuff like that. And I just began to see that these guys had a, you know, Mueller and three prosecutors, and they had in the room 6 to 9 FBI, closed room, no windows for hours, me and my attorney only, no cell phone, no computer. They stomp out of the room and act up and leave me in the room by myself for an hour or more. It happened over and over and over again. And that's why I wrote this Silent No More. I want people to read it as an ebook. We rushed it into print. The ebook has some errors in it. I just apologize, but we got those out like instantly. So you can read what it was like to go through this horror show. And it's a Kindle, but you can get the app for a Kindle reader free, the App Store, or Amazon will give you a free reader. You don't even have to have a device, a Kindle, to read this. And the audiobook is coming out in a few days, and then in March we'll have hard copies available. But you've got to read this book to understand what I'm going through.
No, I mean, look, I understand what you're going through. Because I was attacked by the witch hunt of Barack Obama. He sicked the IRS on me, Jerome Corsi, because I was his college classmate, classmate at Brown University. And I had the entire weight of the United States IRS on me for 3 years. I don't think I slept in 3 years. Not a single sound night's sleep. I thought they were going to come and take my family, take my home, destroy my life, and leave me in debt for the rest of my life. And thank God I found a great lawyer, Sam Landis, who represented me. And we beat them. And 6 days later, new IRS audit. It was absolutely me on Obama's enemies list. And what's crazy is now we've elected a Republican president, and the same thing is happening. It doesn't matter who the president is. If it's a Democrat, they come out after you, and if it's a Republican, the government comes after you, because the government isn't Trump's government. It's very clear. It's Trump against the government. It's not his government. He doesn't run the United States government. These people are wild. They're out of control. They're out to destroy any anyone who's friends with Trump or tried to help Trump. It's a sad commentary on the United States, Jerome. I don't know where this country's going to be if Trump decides not to run again, or if he gets demoralized, or Ann Coulter's column today. She said, if he doesn't build the wall, I'm out, and so are 63 million others. I'm done with him. He's a liar. I'm telling you, Trump is on thin ice right now, and if he goes under, we all go under.
Well, Wayne, look, I think, first of all, I had the IRS come after me, too, when I wrote Unfit for Command in 2004 with my co-author, John O'Neill. They audited everything back to my grade school, I think. I mean, it's a horrible experience. The deep state is a globalist. They hate us. They hate anybody who believes in Jesus Christ. They hate anybody who is believes in the Constitution. They hate anybody who supports Donald Trump. And if you don't do it, they intend to crush you. I mean, I'm 72 years old, and I'm saying to Mueller, you want to put me in prison the rest of my life because I have a bad memory? Go ahead and do it. If that's where people got to understand, the Department of Justice is under control of political criminals.
Yeah, I have no doubt. I rail about it all day long on national radio and TV, and it's just shocking. It doesn't matter that Trump's president. It's still a government that goes after only Republicans. I say it all the time. It's like, you know, five cars are red representing the Republican Party, and five cars are blue representing Democrats. They're all on the same highway. They're all going 66, 1 mile above the speed limit, and the police are out to pull only the five red cars over. They only care about crimes of Republicans, and they make jaywalking or speeding 1 mile above the speed limit or spitting on the sidewalk punishable by life in prison for a Republican, while a Democrat can commit murder, rape, or simply rip off the taxpayers for billions like the Clinton Foundation. They do nothing. Jerome Corsi, the music's on. It's time to run. He's the author of Silent No More, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. It's available as an ebook. Go to Amazon right now. Jerome Corsi, Silent No More. Thank you, Dr. Corsi. No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes five different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but it's available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn-Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's six pure 1 ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books, and unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of My Doctor Suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formula is available in in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you too with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest. I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
War now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Prayer of Vengeance is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Great book by John Stafford. You want to get it for Christmas. Now is the time to do it. Call Amazon right now. Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford, available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about the book at prayerofvengeance.com. But if you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest five-star endorsement. I never read books. I just don't have time. Right now, at this moment, as I look around my studio, I have like 100 books behind me that I've gotten in the last year. I get at least 2 a week, probably 3 a week, 4 a week from publishers who all want me to comment on their author's books. So I have a stack of 100 books behind me. I've never read any of them, but I got a chance to read A Prayer of Vengeance on my plane trip back from addressing the Wyoming GOP in November. And there was a stopover in Denver, and it was a 3-hour wait, and I got through the whole book, and it was fantastic. It really was. It's an action thriller full of suspense based upon the powers of the Christian faith and what's possible if one believes. Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford, exclusively at Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy. Great Christmas gift for all your friends who are Christian, who have faith in God, etc., etc. And you can also go to prayerofvengeance.com. I'm the guy who said that if I raised enough money, and I wanted to raise about $1 million, I could start a charity, a nonprofit, and go out to 63 million Trump voters and raise money for the wall. And here it is. Trump border wall GoFundMe page breaks $1 million in donations in 3 days, despite being censored. And also despite the fact that the guy running it, Brian Kulfage, is an amazing patriot, amazing veteran, a great guy, and he lost his limbs fighting for the United States of America. It's a great story, but the reality is he doesn't have a national TV show, a national radio show, a nationally syndicated column. He doesn't have a book coming out about Trump. He doesn't have my exposure. And so I'm really motivated motivated now because this should have been done a long time ago. I'm going to go out and I'm going to raise $1 million and I'm going to start running ads starring Wayne Root because I'm the salesman for the Republican Party that this party is missing. Just like Trump was the salesman that was missing. And look what sales did for Trump. Got him elected president of the United States. The one thing no one talks about, you can't win in politics if your opponent outspends you. If your opponent outspends you 2-1 or 3-1, you have zero chance of winning. Donald Trump was outspent $300 million to over almost $2 billion by Hillary Clinton, and he won the election. And matter of fact, Donald Trump is a cheapskate. He wouldn't even spend. He barely spent any of his own money. I think he spent about $50 million in the primary and nothing in the general election. So he spent literally $300 million, and he won the election. You need $2 billion to win nowadays. So that's how great and how important it is to be a salesman. And I'm going to go out, and I'm going to sell the wall. I've said this before, and I get so many letters each week out of the 1,000-plus letters I get from fans each week. I would bet a third of them mention, Wayne, you've got to raise money for the wall. I would chip in. Everyone says they'd chip in. I've always said, almost every one of 63 million Trump voters would give 50, 100 bucks each. So you're talking about raising billions of dollars. So I'm gonna make this my big mission now, and I'm going to be the guy who goes out and does this, and I'm going to try and raise my $1 million real quick, and very quickly in quarter one of 2019, I'm going to be the face on national TV, on Fox News, and on my own Newsmax show, and throughout the Newsmax network, and on all the radio shows, Savage and Hannity and Beck and you name it. I'm going to buy ads and I'm going to buy them for my either GoFundMe page or 501c3 that raises money for the wall. And I'll bet you I could raise more money than anyone in history. I've already sold $500 million worth of products and infomercials. I guarantee you I could raise more money than anyone in history for a great product that everybody wants, like the wall. And let me tell you something. It's just never going to happen if you rely on Congress. Never, ever, ever, ever is it going to happen if you rely on Congress. And here's the proof that it could be done. There's a new poll out. Building the border wall and immigration reform are the top issues for GOP voters. There's nothing more important in this entire country to a Republican. I didn't say for a liberal. Liberals want open borders. We all get that. They're traitors, just traitors to America. They want America to be a foreign country. Can you imagine? That's their goal in life. Let in every foreigner. Let them all have jobs. And by the way, it's not just liberals and not just Democrats. Let's see. Let me go to my computer. Let me go to Breitbart. And here's Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan's another one. Immigration rules should offer jobs to anyone. Retiring Paul Ryan today lamented his failure to deliver a global supply of migrant labor to businesses and investors, regardless of ordinary Americans' desire for decent wages. Ryan's lament came as his final efforts to outsource more American jobs to foreign workers were discarded in the confused negotiations over Congress's failure to pass a 2019 budget for the Department of Homeland Security. That defeat for Ryan was missed by media coverage over funding for the border wall. In Ryan's farewell speech, he said immigration reform is needed because it would be good for the nation, not because it would be good for individual Americans. No less than our full potential as a nation is here at stake. The point is, this guy wants every foreigner to come to America and have a job. It's a joke. Ryan used his speech to call for national amnesty of illegals, saying a deal must include the Dreamers, those who came here through no fault of their own, and ultimately the undocumented population. His call for amnesty was not accompanied by any reciprocal demand that would aid the Americans who would lose jobs, wages, and government resources to the government-dependent arrivals. And, of course, they left out. It also was not accompanied by any demand for a wall. You know, by the way, I would not want this deal, but if you at least said, I want to let all the people that are already here become legal, if I give you enough money to build the wall tomorrow, we get build it fast. I'd even say at least that's a reasonable offer. I don't want it. It's not fair to let people who came here illegal all become legal citizens. I would never allow that. But at least if you said that to me in return for the wall. But there's no establishment Republican. There's no Paul Ryan and there's no liberal. There's no Schumer, no Pelosi making that offer. Nobody's making that offer. You've got to build the wall if you want me to let anybody stay. Otherwise, it's time for Trump to go kamikaze, man. Just go build the wall with the military budget and start deporting the bad people. Wayne Allyn, worn out.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh.